Defensive end Chase Young missed the first five games with a calf injury, yet still finished the season with a career-high 10 sacks. Offensive lineman just had no answer for his skill set.
Just give me your kind of evaluation of this defense's evolution with the Brandon Staley defense.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to say that, yeah, this new scheme is going to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easy to for the season just to say it.
Right.
But when you really break it down, it's still a new scheme. We're still learning new things. We're still learning, you know, how to be the best player we can be while this year we had to drop more than I ever dropped in my life. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. Hey, you and Cam and Carl, you're in the flat, right? I mean, yeah.
Staley, I would say, how he gave it to us, it was great how he did it. He started to give us nuggets in OTAs. He kind of gradually brought us, you know, through the whole playbook in OTAs. Even during the training camp, he just didn't just throw it at us at one time. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure, like, we had time to, you know, learn it. And I think we've grown closer as a group this year. This is a defense, like, you know, really going to dinners because we want to be with our guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kool-Aid, like, that's really my guy. I think when you just have the camaraderie, the coach, and then just the want to do it, because we finished top 10. When you have a top 10 defense, that's because everybody on our defense bought in. And that's a test to everybody, the whole group.
Were there times early on, because you said, you're right, you're taking people who have been pass rushers, the best, fast on the edge, swim moves, and say, but sometimes you're going to be out on the flats or going to be covering a tight end seam route. And you go, whoa, I know I can do it, but maybe that's not my strength. I mean, did you question yourself? Well, not question yourself, but how's this going to go?
I looked at it. For myself, I knew I could drop only because I know I'm comfortable in space. I know that about myself. So I was comfortable with doing it and knowing that, because we're really outside linebackers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying? But for me, being in that nine, being the real edge of the defense, you know, people say set the edge, but okay, don't say set the edge and put me in the 4-eye inside the tackle. Can't set the edge right there. Put me a wide nine and let me set the edge.
I think you're a wide 10. I don't know where the numbers end, but you get as far wide as I've ever seen players get.
I'm telling you, just let me and just go fly.
We don't get to talk to defensive players about this too often, but we do. We always talk to offensive linemen when you're running the ball, and we go, man, it must be cool when you can run the ball and they know you're going to run the ball and they can't stop you. And against the Falcons, that defense, your defensive front, they couldn't stop you. And that feeling of they know you're coming and they can't stop you.
Man, that's why you play the game. That's why you play the game, and to do it, you know, we forget this NFL. This is the highest level, the 1% of the 1%. You know, I think sometimes we always looking to the next milestone. We never give ourselves credit for what we've done right now. And I mean, that game, I mean, Carl, Cam, even interior guys, I mean, our DBs, I looked at all the sacks we had. No receivers was open. Like, our DBs was shutting everything down. That's why we get there, complimentary football. I talked to Staley today. He said that was our top two performances of the year. Bijan, you know, Offensive Player of the Year, MVP. What he had, I mean.
They had 208 yards total offense. Let's put it that way. He had more than that Monday night against the Rams.
Right. Right. So, you know, it's like, you know, that ain't easy to do now.
And almost across the board, career highs for you. And you would have had career high tackles, but you missed the first six games. So a couple more questions, if I can, just because – when you look back at that, the fumble, which was a fumble, ball is moving in his hand. As you hit his forearm, the ball is moving. Right?
I was mad.
Now, I'm not asking you to question the officials. I'm paying no fine. But as you hit his arm, the ball is moving. Now, yes, he does shot put it forward. I get that part. But did he have control?
No, he had no control. So, you know, it's a you know and I know. So if you know and I know.
Is Chase Young playing as at a level as best you've ever played?
Yeah, I'm you know, people talk about my rookie year, but I say, man, I'm better than I was then. I was young. I didn't even have my strength yet. I was just small and fast, just running around. Now, I feel like I'm all the way put together player.
I think it's more, I see bull rush. It's not speed all the time. It's bull rush. Jake Matthews yesterday was a swim inside, right? And so it's the complete package, probably.
It's just I'm in my flow state again. It feels good, you know, to remind myself and, you know, just let people know, like, I'm still around.
Well, I think that's they got that. They got that. What does your offseason look like? Will you be around? What's the plan?
Yeah, I'm gonna be in and out. This offseason I know I can build now. You know, going next season, play the full season, and then see what happens.
Well, good luck to you, man. It was impressive. Since the first day I saw you in training camp, I called you the disruptor. And quite frankly, your stats do not represent the impact you have on a game, because you do things that changes the play, but you don't get a stat for it. And so continued success, man.
Appreciate you.